Nod me in, eh?
I moved to Burlington in my sleep. I moved upstairs to Burlington, master bedroom, down the long hallway from Hogtown. I moved, and in my sleep, it was a Sunday afternoon, open house. Strangers were drifting room to room, nodding in twos through doorways and fondling the woodwork. They moved across the wall to wall as if all the earth were under their feet. But I knew they would have to leave. I knew that 4 o'clock would roll around and they would amble back to the curb, turn, and try to imagine bicycles on the lawn, themselves coming and going up the drive. They didn't know this was my dream. And in my dream, it was preordained. All this was mine. I moved to Burlington in my sleep. I don't even like Burlington. I don't like the little picnic towns that clear their orchards, their farms, make tableland of every undulation, then gorge themselves on housing. I badmouth Burlington so strongly, my daughter now complains of headaches when we're driving through. But in my sleep, the big garage doors opened, and I was taken in, surprised that they would have me. They knew who craved this entry into the large and tasteful kingdom of his personal indoors, his furnished soul. I moved to Burlington in my sleep. It grew late. The rooms were empty, the strangers gone. And I slept, walked down the halls to the front door and stood on the stoop of my dream home and saw many other people having the same dream as me. We were all asleep. We were sleeping together, a quiet cul-de-sac of landscaped infidelity. Tractor paths still sank their ruts into our rolled ripe lawns. And I know in my heart the lousy truth. I know there isn't room enough for everyone. And the further we drift apart, the bigger our houses have to be. And it's no excuse, I know, but I hoped never to wake. Our grasses matched so perfectly, it was a rapture of green. I was transported to Burlington. What can I say? Some are chosen, some not. They're left standing, stopped at the curb, observed through upstairs windows, wide-eyed, nowhere.